Whilst you talk to us about this being an opinion game, we really can go know what you would say would be a fair assessment of how Fremantle performed today.
Well, we're really disappointed. It was clearly at the lower end. We come here with higher expectations than what we delivered on. So if you've got high expectations and you don't deliver, there's going to be disappointment. So we felt like we knew Port really well. We knew that their pressure was really strong. But in simple terms, when the game was there, we just ripped the heart out of the team with our ball use centre back and just turned it over. I think that was obvious for all to see. It was more than a game's worth. I think it was 5 goals centre back in the first quarter. So really, their ability to just get the ball back off us, and then when we had it, our stoppage work was okay, you know, but they were probably seeping out on us, probably beast in the honeypot a bit. But really simply, and really it haunted us last year, and we thought we'd worked on top of it. So, but we'll have to make some changes on the back of that. It sort of hurt us last week early as well. I think there was 3 goals in the first quarter. So, but we just can't keep rolling on with the same personnel, look at the method. You need to be able to execute and make decisions. So it's not abdicating responsibility as a coach, but it's sort of a real bugbear at the minute. And there's no doubt it ripped the heart out of the team. The scoreboard helps fuel enthusiasm and helps take it away. As much as we talk about that mental battle, don't let results influence you. When it's so dramatic, there's no doubt it has an effect. But in saying that, I thought Port looked quicker than us. They play with an intensity, and look, I'm not separating myself from the players. The buck stops at me. I've never shied away from that. You take your bouquets and you take your hits, so clearly there's some hits to come, but we'll stand up. But yeah, really simply, I think we all saw that, and I mean, the commentators would see that and acknowledge that.
Can you make a radical change to that group, or do you have to do it step by step at selection?
Well, I think it can be as fierce as we want it to be. Radical or fierce are the right word. We'll go in the cold light of day. We've had some really loyal servants. I'm really protective of my players. And rightly so, because they go out and they give so much and they prepare. And they don't mean to make mistakes. And, you know, I've got to make sure it's not what I'm coaching. And so, yeah, we will look at it. You know, there's only so much below. We haven't got 20 first-round draft picks sitting there. We all understand that. But over the last few weeks, Peel have been okay. You know, is Griffin Logue ready? Probably not. On these results, we're just going to have to start playing. Kids, Harley Ballack's finally put 3 weeks together, so we'll look at him. Ethan Hughes, Tommy Sheridan, you know, probably could have been in easily on his form, and he was first emergency. But we stuck with the group. We showed faith. We didn't get delivered on, so now we need to act.
Is there one area that you need to work urgently on than another?
Look, we've been really working diligently and assiduously and intently and with a passion. And our drills fundamentally, if you went from club to club, aren't that different. So our possession game, our use, and how you use the ball helps you defend, that's undefendable, centre-back turnovers. You can't defend them. You can defend out of your front half. You can't defend short turnover centre back, so it's pretty hard to judge. And how would you judge our forwards with such limited opportunity?
When you say you don't take yourself out of that equation, what do you think yourself for the way you?
Pardon?
You said you don't take yourself out of that equation. What are you looking at in your own mirror?
Well, my coaching to myself, we have to look at the drills we're delivering, how we're coaching it, the messages. Make sure they're as simple as they can be under pressure, but that's probably been a hallmark of where I've been. It hasn't been too complicated and quite simple, so I've got to make sure that's still the case. And if that's the case, well, are we doing what we wanted or we're not doing? So look at those things. There's no silver bullet here. It's not just one thing. But that was the main thing. In the end, they worked their way on top around the ground stoppages and, yeah, they seeped outside of stoppages, but they're things we can easily fix. And the centre square bounce, we scored early. That was an issue. It was the ability to really move the ball out and not turn it over, and when they had to get it back off them. The fundamentals to the game.
Is it a bit of a mental thing as well with the players, because you didn't have a good season last year, and it's difficult to work during the summer and come up again? Does it just feel like a conference, or?
No, I don't like that word, confidence. Well, you get confidence from delivering. Port will be full of confidence because the last 2 weeks, their intensity and their method has delivered them, so they'll believe more about what they're being asked to do. So that's where confidence... Confidence is just a feeling. It's just a feeling. So it comes from doing the right action over and over. And so why won't we feel confident? Because we're not delivering on the actions required to feel good about ourselves. Everyone talks about it. It's nice to have confidence. But there's only one way you can get it. That's to work hard on action, deliver the right actions. And for a long period of time, we were able to have that feeling and belief. And we worked really hard over summer. The group dynamic's strong. The coaching team's strong. We expected a better performance. So we're accountable for our performances. We picked teams that we thought, with a method and leadership and an ability to perform better than we did. So we're really disappointed. No one's more disappointed than me.
Overall, you've got an impressive coaching record. Would you say that this is the toughest time for you personally as a coach?
Yeah, it's a really tough time because we're a long way off. I was in some deep holes early in my career at the Saints, but I suppose these things challenge you. I expect to be going better than we have, so yeah, it's a challenge. But I feel really calm and controlled. My coaching group's working. We'll just work through it. That's all you can do.
WA kid, Power Pepper at Port Adelaide, would you like to have grabbed him when you had the chance in the draft?
Well, I think you just let the cobblers do the cobbling. I certainly don't do the recruiting. I don't do the national draft, so I'm not sure what you want me to say to that question.
But you don't have a say about which players that you bring to the club, giving you the senior coach?
In the national draft?
Yeah.
No. And I would say that goes for all clubs. That's what they call them, national recruiting managers and list management. That's what they do.
Shouldn't the senior coach have some say, though, as to what players are going to be bringing to the club?
Well, you're entitled to what you think it is. I'm telling you what the reality is. I'm paid to coach.
So do you have a word to the recruiters at all about Cal Pepper? It's just being a WA kid that started.
Well, I think you're taking things in isolation. You know, I think, I don't know if it was you that banged on about Stephen Hill versus Daniel Ridge. I don't know, it might have been you, I don't know, but I think it was the journos. So, well, let's not get into individual selections. I think it's unnecessary, I think it's mischievous, and I think it's irrelevant.
What about on the bigger picture, Ross? Where is this Fremantle spot? Because there's been a lot of commentary for 2 years about not having replacements for key forwards and so forth. Where do you think the squad is?
Well, I think we're on record as saying where we were last year and what needs to be done. And I think you're across that, aren't you, Angela? Michael Angela? So we've said where there's no silver bullet. Where we were last year is where we were. You can't hide from the facts and where we're transitioning our list. And clearly there's evidence that that needs to continue.
Those centre-back turnovers, Ross, is there anything you can do as a coach to protect the scores you're leaking from those, or do you just have to, you know, back your players to... get better by foot?
I don't understand the question.
Well, I mean, you're leaking big scores for bigger than you've considered any time in your coaching career.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do as a coach? A lot of those through turnovers, is there anything you can do as a coach to mitigate scoring that's coming
out? I don't think it's about the end result. It's about improving the method to get out and not turn it over, rather than looking how do we defend those turnovers. Some of those you can't defend. So eradicate the turnovers and give them a strong method to get out.
It was a difficult night, but you must have been pleased with the performance of Bradley Gould.
Thrilled. I reinforced him four times throughout the game. How proud of his efforts I were. You know, I thought he was super. Could have used it a little bit better going forward, but what he's brought to the club is outstanding, and it's good that you noticed that.
When you say Harley Bennell's in the mix, like, is he available for selection for this week, or where's he out of the
list? Did I say Harley Bennell was in the mix?
Oh, I thought you said Harley Bennell, but did you?
No, I don't think I said that.
Harley
Balich.
How far away is
B-A-L-I-C, Balich.
Okay, how far is Harley Bennell away?
Yeah, he's rehabbing. It's at the exciting stage. You should see him in some team training over the next few weeks and then get to the waffle and then play.
Would you have any reservations about chucking a few of those younger guys in at once, like you mentioned, Bellingham and Lowe?
No, because I think when the results and you give everyone that opportunity. We're going to look at that. It certainly would be rude of me to preempt too much, but we'll make changes. There's no doubt about that.
Big chance for them if they did come in against the Roman Premiers next week?
Well, I don't think it's about next week. When you're blooding young players, it's really you're on a graph of growth and grabbing experience, and it's not an all or nothing play. That's not what we're about.